Time to meet a small business. We're going to be doing this every week for the next few months, and sponsored by ComEd Energy Efficiency Program. And we're chatting with the folks behind Funeral Potatoes, which is a virtual restaurant based out of Logan Square. It started during the pandemic, like a lot of things did, and they've expanded beyond that. So our guests today are Eve Stranichka and Alexis Thomas Wright. First of all, Eve, did I say your last name correctly?
So close, Stranichka.
Stranichka. My producer, Andrew, yes, told me three times, and I forgot in the 4 seconds since he did that. And Alexis Thomas Rice, I think I got all those names right. Alexis, thanks for joining us.
Absolutely. Thanks for having us.
Alexis, I want to start with you. Why don't you tell us a little bit about how you guys got started, right? The pandemic was obviously very difficult for a lot of people, and businesses, including restaurants, struggled, but there was some innovation that came out of it.
Absolutely, yeah. So Eve and I both had a background in food. I was running a catering company, an event catering company, when the pandemic hit, and Eve was working as the CDC at a Hungarian cafe. And just by the nature of the pandemic, we both lost our jobs. We weren't able to work, and we thought, what if we could start our own delivery service, kind of bring food directly to people who are scared and stuck at home. And it was something for us to do besides just sitting around, and it really blossomed into a full-time career that we really love.
Yeah, that's incredible. And I obviously, you know, the pandemic has waned a bit, of course, since its peak, but Eve, have you still noticed that people have a desire to order virtually, and that can be a popular and money-making opportunity for you guys as a business?
Absolutely. I think that there's a real desire for people to have restaurant quality food that they can reheat on their own schedule, that they can, you know, enjoy for multiple meals because the portion sizes are large and they can be frozen. I think there's definitely a desire to continue ordering from us, which we're very fortunate to have seen since the very peak of the pandemic.
And Alexis, how does it work exactly? Is it just, do you guys, I guess what I'm asking is, how do I find the restaurant if there's not a brick and mortar? Do you only exist as a website, a phone number, and people find you that way? Do they find you through other delivery apps?
Yeah, that's a great question. So we're not on any delivery apps. Most people find us through Instagram.
Oh.
So we have a bento box website that you can order from. We drop a new menu on Instagram every Saturday at 3 o'clock. Totally new chef-driven menu, very seasonal. And then our order form closes on Monday. We cook every Wednesday, and we deliver Thursdays and Fridays.
Oh, so it's all ordered ahead of time. So does that help with, Eve, does that help with knowing exactly what you guys need to buy so that there's not food waste and you are able to prepare a little bit more accordingly?
Absolutely. It's really important for us to, repurpose leftovers when we can and to source seasonal produce as often as possible. So if we know what our pre-orders are, then we can, shop at the farmer's market. We can shop with local producers that we know and love. And we aren't letting anything go to waste. We're making exactly what we need.
Yeah, and when you say leftovers, I imagine it's those ingredients. The finished product will not feel like a leftover.
Definitely not. Yeah, we always, sometimes we'll make a couple portions extra, and we always give those to loved ones. And then the ingredients, of course, all get used in our dishes, or we preserve them for a future menu.
Alexis, you mentioned the changing menu based on the seasons. Is there still like a bread and butter of what you guys offer? Like, is there a core way to describe what the food is, or does it always really adjust and change and it's a different type of cuisine all the time?
We call ourselves kind of like Midwestern comfort food.
Yum.
That is elevated. So we do a lot of like casseroles, mac and cheese, hearty stews and soups, things that freeze well and that, you know, put some meat on your bones because it's a cold Chicago winter.
Yeah.
But the ingredients and the flavor profiles change all the time. So we do everything from like a kimchi ranch funeral potatoes to like a beautiful like duck cassoulet.
Eve, what's the transition been like from working in the restaurant atmosphere to maybe the quote-unquote ghost kitchen situation where it's just a different beast?
Absolutely. I love working kind of on the fringes of the restaurant industry. My job as the chef de cuisine at Phenom Cafe was kind of my first experience in a traditional-ish restaurant environment. And I think that there's a lot of beauty and creativity and flexibility in more subversive channels of dining culture, because you can really create it from the ground up and make it be exactly what you want it to be and avoid some of the toxic traits that are traditionally found in more corporate or mainstream restaurant culture.
Alexis, I imagine you guys really want to dive into this model and use it and be one of the first big ones. I know there's others out there, but if this is going to be a burgeoning way of people consuming food, it's best to be out on the forefront of this, Alexis.
Absolutely. I think we literally started in March of 2020, so we've seen a lot of people doing similar concepts that have come and gone already. And I think we're one of the few that remains. I think this kind of flexibility really offers a lot as opposed to like a brick and mortar. You can really change your business concept on a dime when something like a pandemic happens.
Right, for sure. Always be flexible. Eve, really quickly, Funeral Potatoes. Where's the name come from?
So it's named after a cheesy hash brown casserole that people bring to potlucks in the Midwest, weddings, funerals, baby showers. It's just cheesy comfort food that you share with your community when times are hard or when times are good. And it really speaks to our mission and to our values as a company.
And Alexis, where can people find what you guys do?
You can follow us on Instagram at funeral.potatoes. You can also check out our Bento Box website every Saturday, www.getbentobox.funeralpotatoes,
I think. Just Google it. That's always the best answer.
Something like that.
Yeah. Even yeah. Alexis, I appreciate your time. Good luck, okay?
Thank you so much for having us. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you so much. A great small business spotlight brought to you by ComEd Energy Efficiency Program.